The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Thursday, folks, 26 August 2021. And I'm going to get into a lot of stuff this second hour here. But understand, the compromise and the weak-minded, the very people that should not be in any leadership position or in government or even seated on your city council or your school boards, they, as I heard in a movie, the line always stuck with me, came out of the movie Network, you're as replaceable as piston rods. And that is true. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker set the order masks for teachers and college staff. He plans to force all children over the age of two to wear a mask in classroom. Okay, I wonder what. And here's the reasoning. He's set to order all teachers from kindergarten to college to take vaccines as schools reopen amid surging cases of Delta variant. Yeah, right. Pritzker also plans to force all children over the age of two to wear a mask in class, as well as mandate face coverings for university students and teachers. For Democrats, announcement is expected later on Thursday and comes after the FDA on Monday approved Pfizer vaccine for over 16-year-olds, taking it beyond its emergency phase. It really hasn't. We will get into, if I have time, we'll get into the Janus, the two-faced stuff that they're doing right now. All they really did was extend the emergency. This is not an approval, because as you heard me asking Roger, they're going to start admitting. They're not going to start making admissions. When queried about their vaccines and their advice and their this and their that and their science, it's not going to hold up under scrutiny. The ruling prompted the Pentagon to order all 800,000 active service members. I thought it was 1.2 million. What the hell did they do with 400,000? Already kill them? Active service members to get the shot, while private firms including Delta Airlines and Goldman Sachs also told their staff to get the vaccine. Delta Airlines, folks, used to be a premier airline in this country. It was the only one for years. They were non-union. Their employees were well paid, well taken care of, and they were happy little clams. Would you much rather have a happy mechanic working on the plane that you're going to be flying in at 35,000 feet? I would. Delta was the only airline that ran in the black. Everybody else was running in the red. What does that tell you? That tells me they're a target. Well, Delta Airlines is now telling all their employees, yeah, you got to get vaccinated. You want to work on our planes. And I'll tell you, I am already starting to see the Australian government flinch as far as Qantas goes. Well, they're now going to start allowing international flights, but with restriction. They've got 7 days. They've got 7 days, and you're going to see the ire of the New Zealanders and the Australians. Joe Biden has already signed an executive order requiring millions of federal staff to either get vaccinated or abide by a regular COVID testing scheme. What scheme was that? I'm sorry, what test? The one that didn't show you COVID-19? And you're going to test people twice a week if they don't take the vaccination? Pritzker has faced backlash over vaccine mandates for other state employees. However, the largest teachers' unions, and these unions have got to go, folks. They have got to be busted up and done away with. First, you have federally mandated school system in this country and the curriculum that you're required if you want federal funds, that is. And now we got the taken over union, teachers' union. You know, to me, I do like the way Ronald Reagan handled the air traffic controller. And I don't want to get too deep into that, but he basically said, you know, you're an integral part here. You got people's lives in your hands. You're not going to go on strike when you got thousands of planes in the air and thousands of lives depend on you doing your job. Either do your job or you're fired. They fired him. Guess what? Nobody died. The Illinois Education Association and the Illinois Federation of Teachers are expected to embrace his order in a statement later today, according to the Chicago Tribune. On Tuesday, the governor said he would sanction any schools which defied his mask mandate. How is it going to sanction him? Show up with his ugly self? What? What are you going to do? And this is the ringer. This tells me that he understands exactly what he's dealing with, and I don't need to know any more about Mr. Pritzker. He said, I realize that there are people who like to show up and shout at local school boards, at the local school board members. But the reality is that the vast majority of people in Illinois want to make sure that the children of Illinois, their parents, their communities are safe. And having a mask mandate operating in schools will help to do that. No, it's exactly the opposite. And, oh, people just like, I'm sure. Joe, what are you going to do next week? Well, I think I'm going to show up at my local school board and go scream at them. That's how I have fun. This guy said, I realize there's people who like to show up and shout at local school boards. Really? The following day, he accused a conservative radio commentator, he should get a load of me, of spreading misinformation after she questioned the efficacy of masks. We now need to protect our children. We need to protect the people in our communities, parents, grandparents, teachers. And of course, the ugliest lesbian I've ever seen on this planet, the bug-eyed Lori Lightfoot, said earlier this... What are you looking at, Mike? Oh. It's posted on our site. I'm sorry, what? Oh, no, I'm sorry, it isn't. I will send it over after I'm done reading it. How's that? Don't like surprises, do you? Well, hang around. Okay. Lori Lightfoot earlier this week announced that all 33,000 city employees are absolutely going to be required to take the vaccine. She's at loggerheads with at least one police union, which has said hell no to the mandate. At a press conference on Monday, Lightfoot said, "We're working through those discussions, which have been ongoing now for a couple of weeks, with our colleagues in organized labor that represent city employees. But we absolutely have to have a vaccine mandate." So what discussion is she talking about here? No, what she's doing is barking orders, and these people are looking at her going, huh? What? It's for the safety of all involved, particularly members of the public who are interacting with city employees on a daily basis. It's important for colleagues to also feel like they have a workplace that's safe. Wait a minute, Mike. Does anybody feel safe in Chicago anymore? You know, I think I upset people a couple of years ago when I was saying that, you know, you can't walk around Chicago without stepping over a corpse on a sidewalk. And that was not a joke. depending on what part of the city you're in and what time of day, you could very easily be walking down the sidewalk and have to walk over a corpse. But I digress. It comes as the highly infectious Delta variant continues to sweep across the United States with more than 170,000 new cases and 1,470 new deaths recorded across the country on August 25th. That's a lie. You know, I was talking to Mike during the break. You ever had a summer cold? Mike, have you ever had a summer cold? I think I had one maybe in my entire life. You know why people don't get colds in the summer? Because it's the summer! It's not the flu season! The Pfizer vaccine was granted final approval. It's not quite right. The FDA said on Monday after receiving emergency use authorization in December, it's still under emergency use authorization. Moderna has applied for full approval of its vaccine, and Johnson & Johnson has said it hopes to do so later this year. Well, wait a minute. Why isn't Johnson & Johnson, why are they not being approved too sweet? Could it be that the Pfizer is the more effective killer? Don't know, just speculating. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Tuesday Americans can expect many more vaccine mandates now that the jab is fully authorized. You're going to see a lot more vaccine mandates because there will be institutions and organizations which previously were reluctant to require vaccinations, which will now feel much more empowered to do that. Of course, Fauci said that on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Yeah. Like anybody that watches that for any information whatsoever. And you know, has Fauci been on Fox News? That could be organizations, businesses. This guy knows. He knows exactly where this is going. This is what he said. That could be organizations, businesses, colleges, universities. We're even seeing it with the military already. JoJo, the guy that I refuse to call President Biden, in a speech on Monday, urged companies to now start requiring vaccines. As I've mentioned before, I've imposed vaccination requirements that will reach millions of Americans, he said. JoJo signed an executive order requiring federal employees and contractors to either get vaccinated or adhere to regular COVID testing scheme. And that's all it is, folks, is a scheme. Today I'm calling on more companies in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that will reach millions more people. If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, state or local leader, who has been waiting for FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you to do that now. Require it. It's not what these people are waiting for. This is part of their false narrative as well. The resistance wasn't because people were sitting around waiting for the FDA to approve this toxic chemical. Now, companies across the United States are imposing vaccine mandates for workers or maybe even the visitors. But so far, only managers at AT&T must be vaccinated. That should make all the employees there happy because the only managers I know that work for AT&T are assets to begin with. Amtrak, all employees must be vaccinated by November 1st, and new employees must show proof of vaccination starting October 4th. Employees could be granted medical or religious exemptions and will instead undergo weekly COVID-19 testing. Ascension Health, all employees must be vaccinated by November 12th, including those working remotely. Oh, so it's not about the workplace. It's about you in your home. You need to be vaccinated because you're a danger to who? Your pet parakeet? Centene Corporation, all employees must provide proof of vaccination or undergo regular COVID-19 testing and wear a mask at all times in the office. Chevron. Expatriate employees, workers traveling internationally, and employees on the U.S. flagged ships must be vaccinated. Offshore workers in the Gulf of Mexico must be vaccinated on November 1st. Who knows? They might be spreading COVID-19 to the jellyfish floating around in the Gulf. Cisco, all office workers must be vaccinated. Citigroup, all employees working in major cities must be vaccinated. CNN, God, take a double dose, please. All employees must be vaccinated, and three have already been fired for violating the policy. Good. Remember that non-compete clause you signed? That has to do with you going to work and doing your job in the media. Okay, that's now null and void. Start talking. Deloitte, all employees must be vaccinated by October. Delta Airlines, all employees must be vaccinated or pay an additional $200 a month for their company-sponsored health care plan. Whew. What? DoorDash, all corporate employees working in person must be vaccinated. Envision Healthcare, all employees must be vaccinated in November. Equinox, New York City employees and members must be vaccinated beginning in September. Facebook. Good. Let's kill off all the Facebook employees. Facebook, all U.S. office workers must be vaccinated. Ford, all employees who travel for international business must be vaccinated. Now, little thing about Ford, they've been talking about this, maybe mandating their employees working in their plants and whatever, and they're kind of stalling on that. And I've got a funny feeling. I've got this strange feeling because there still is a little bit of blood that's flowing through the descendants of Henry Ford. There's still a little bit of Henry Ford in these people. I've got a funny feeling Ford is not going to mandate employees get the shot. Just saying. Frontier Airlines, all employees must be vaccinated by October 1st. Gilead Scientists, October 1st. Goldman Sachs will be subjected to regular COVID-19 testing starting September 7th. All office staff and visitors must be vaccinated. Visitors, folks. Google, all office workers must be vaccinated. Yes, there's another one. Please, can I will volunteer to go to Google and shoot them myself. I'm not worried about a spike, anything. Please, put a hypo in my hand with a Google employee. Please, God. Hawaii Airlines. They must be vaccinated by November 1st. Hess. That's the oil people? Yeah. Employees who work in the Gulf of Mexico must be vaccinated by November. Johnson & Johnson. All U.S. employees must be vaccinated by October 4th with exemptions for medical or religious. Lyft, all office workers must be. McDonald's, here's the people that still have their restaurants shut down. You can't walk into a McDonald's anywhere in this country. Why? Because the dining rooms are all locked. You can only go through the drive-thru. All U.S. employees, excluding those at corporate or franchise restaurants, must be vaccinated by October 11th. MGM Resorts. Salary office employee must be vaccinated by October 5th. Microsoft. Folks, I'm not going to go through this entire list because I'm only in the M's, okay? But you're getting the idea. This is what these people are being told. You will jab your people. And the people are going, I don't think so. Is it time for a national strike? It very well could be. By the way, I wanted to play this. Mike, skip the break, please. This is how they're organizing by Zoom. And I wanted to play this, and hopefully I can back this up. I have very little power left.
She knows that there are millions of Kiwis.
Wait.
Mobilized.
Here we go.
G'day, everybody. It's Karen Brewer coming at you live from the Bush Telegraph on the 23rd of August, 2021. As we close in, ladies and gentlemen, only another 8 days to go, but really there's only 7.5, which is awesome. And so the update today we have here in New Zealand is that Jacinda Jack has decided to extend the lockdown for the country until Tuesday, Friday, sorry, until Friday. She's going to make another announcement on Friday. And she did announce today that Auckland has in fact been closed for over a week. Now, this matters not to what we are doing. Anybody that's in Northland, New Zealand, please make your way to one of the three council chambers in Northland. The Far North District Council is located in Memorial Avenue in Kaikohe, and everyone from the Far North needs to be there. There is also a District Council in Whangarei, and in fact, the Northland Regional Council is also located in Whangarei. Those two buildings are next to the Municipal Library in Whangarei, and that's where you need to be Tuesday, the 31st of August, beginning at 9 a.m. I will now be found at the Far North District Council on Tuesday, the 31st of August, beginning at 9 a.m. It will be up now to the people in Wellington to rise to the occasion. I am happy to report that it seems the truck drivers across Australia and New Zealand, the Bush Telegraph does in fact keep rolling, and the word is getting out across Australia and New Zealand about the stand. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a protest and it's not a rally. This is the line in the sand. We are island nation. There is nowhere for us to run. Therefore, we stand. We will gather at every seat of parliament across our nation. So that means for Australia, every local council chamber, every state parliament, the home of your state governor, those that can make your way to Canberra, to the federal parliament and the home of the governor general in Yarralumla. For New Zealand, you will gather at every city, district and regional council chamber. You will gather at the two homes of the Governor General. She has one in Epsom in Auckland and one in Wellington. And you will gather at the Beehive. This is the line in the sand. We will gather as we do on an Anzac Day dawn service. There will be no speeches, no signs, no placards, no noise. All politicians will have until 12 noon to step themselves down. If they do not, our governors, who hold the reserve power to dismiss parliaments and issue writs for a fresh election, they will get exactly 10 minutes to decide. We want all the documents Senator Heffernan produced to the Royal Commission under an order to produce, released to the people, unredacted. And we want the writs for fresh elections issued. We're not negotiating with these cretins anymore. This is the line in the sand, and so we will stand. The governors will get exactly 10 minutes to decide. And if they do not issue the writ, but believe me, they will. And let's just outline it for everyone. Most councils have one mayor and maybe 9, 10, 12 councillors at the most, which means you're dealing with maybe 10, 12 people sitting in the local council chamber. That's all. I want you to imagine yourself as the mayor of your local council. And you look out the window of your council chamber and or receive intel from the local Freemason watchers, who tell you at 9 a.m. that there's 50 or 60 people standing outside the council chamber in silence. And then at 10 o'clock, you now know there's 400 people standing outside that chamber. And you know they're there because they want you to step down. And then at 11 o'clock, you've now spoken to other mayors around the nation. And they're also telling you there are thousands of locals standing outside their council chambers as well. At 11:30, Patsy Reddy, the Governor General here in New Zealand, she's also receiving phone calls from mayors, politicians, all reporting that there's now thousands of people mobilized right across the country. And they're there because they want those documents released to the people unredacted and the writs for a fresh election issued. And Patsy Reddy looks out of her driveway.
All right. There's a lot of names that are being talked about here that you may not recognize, but they're on notice down there. And these people are not kidding around. They are not. What they're talking about also here is, who are these people that are complying? And what is their motivation? Well, some contend that it is the people that are compromised in office, pedophiles, people that have been blackmailed into submitting to the grand plan. That's one thing I wanted to ask Roger, and he got out of here before I was able to ask him. How big is this pedophilia thing? Because Senator Bill Hefferman reveals a police document with disclosure on pedophiles in the Australian government, and it was huge. This is what he said at the Senate Legal and Constitutional Affairs Legislation Committee. This was back in 2015. Listen to what the man says.
The institution of the law. And I have documents here which the Royal Commission has seen to justify that case. And in fact, every Attorney General, from Attorney General Ruddock till now, has seen some of these documents. And they are police documents. And they are very disturbing. So, having produced a set of documents to the Royal Commission under an order to produce, which includes, disturbingly, documents that name in one document 28 people as alleged pedophiles, signed off by Gary Crook QC, counsel assisting an earlier Royal Commission, includes a whole lot of prominent people. And I think, to protect the discretion of the Royal Commission, I won't comment on what the Commission thought, except that they thought it was outside the terms of reference of the Royal Commission. We have in Australia, sadly, a compromise at the highest of levels. There's a former Prime Minister on this list, and it is a police document.
Amazing. At the time, a commenter on the article's website wrote that the problem is worldwide, and there are many people exposing them all and working to try and bring them down and bring the problem out in the open. Yeah, to you Catholics out there, Catholic Church has been doing it for over a century. Has anything been done about it? Hell no. The problem is that these pedophile rings are made up of the richest and most powerful people in the world, high-level politicians, corporate moguls, doctors, lawyers, bankers, teachers, and the judiciary. Ralph Bader Ginsburg, may the devil rest her soul. Her husband was a member of NAMBLA, the National Organization for Man-Boy Love Association. Isn't that wonderful?
And if we had an honest news system in this country, ladies and gentlemen, you would have heard about that and understand who Ruth Bader Ginsburg was. Birds of a feather. They do have a tendency to flock together, do they not? These rings operate on a blackmail system whereby members are compromised either by photos being taken of them in the act. And while I'm talking about this, think about Jeffrey Epstein, how the guy had to die. Well, I don't think he's really dead. I think he's on one of these islands that Roger keeps talking about. Or why are we not kept up to date with what's going on with Ghislaine Maxwell? Oh, in New York, they're going after her for tax reasons. Oh, I see. Just tax reasons. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't fill out your tax forms right. Or just the fact that others know all about their extracurricular activities, and so they all keep it covered up. That's why judges give light or no sentence to all the pedophiles when they're caught and tried in court. Folks, I've been watching and I've been looking at news sites that cover police in this country. Some of these cops are some of the worst pedophiles you'll ever find. Well, everybody trusts the cop. If he's got a badge, you're either intimidated or you fall down and worship him as a hero, don't you? And also why politicians and lawmakers are reluctant to change the laws regarding pedophilia. We really need to have an immediate, independent, nationwide investigation of these pedophile and human trafficking rings and the satanic ritual abuse cults. But, you know, what we hear, oh, it's not human trafficking. Oh, it's human rights. Yes, we must protect all people. Anything to get people off track of how cancerous and rotten things have really become. It is these pedophiles in government being referred to in the call of action. And down in Australia, what's happening currently in New South Wales and other parts of Australia, as also in New Zealand, is pure insanity. The lunacy over zero COVID policy, for what is at best a flu with 99.97% recovery guarantee for most age groups, and a not proved to exist virus, which has never been isolated in order to force all Australians, a deadly vaccine filled with toxins, and a spike protein bioweapon intended to coagulate in reproductive organs. It's very clear to sane observers something absolutely insane is going on in Australia. Under the use of the state of emergency, the government has created for itself the legal framework within which it operates unprecedented power over the people. And the South Australian authorities can use any force necessary. Now understand that there's four states down there and two territories, plus New Zealand. And the South Australian authorities, this is what they gave themselves permission to do. Break into any land building, structure, or vehicle using whatever force necessary. Try that in America, where there's 47% of all hand weapons in the world concentrated right here. You think we took the Second Amendment lightly? It started a militia movement back in the 90s, I do recall. Direct or prohibit the movement of people, animals, or vehicles. Put people in quarantine. Order people to undergo medical exams, tests, or treatment. Compel people to give information. Police in uniform don't have to show their credentials before exercising these powers. And non-uniformed officers need a certificate of authority, but only have to show it if requested. Wow. In the Melbourne COVID lockdown extended, listen to this.
we are at a tipping point. There's simply this no option Daniel today but to Andrews, further Victorian strengthen this lockdown minister. And to, on the advice of the Chief Health Officer, extend it for a further 2 weeks till the 2nd of September. We are strengthening the lockdown as well from 11:59pm tonight. There will be a curfew on advice from the Chief Health Officer from 9pm to 5am each and every day. That comes into effect from tonight. That is on direct advice from the Chief Health Officer. And there will be no removal of masks to consume alcohol outdoors. So you will no longer be able to remove your mask to drink a cocktail at a pop-up beer garden.
What do you want me to do, shove a straw up my butt? How do you drink something with a... I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
On a footpath as part of a pub crawl. Playgrounds, basketball courts, skate parks and exercise equipment, despite the fact that it's outdoors, will be closed from 11:59pm tonight. This spreads amongst kids, and we just can't have those potential transmission sites open. Religious broadcasts, they'll be further limited, same crew. You can't have a revolving crew every week. It's got to be the same people who produce those broadcasts, as important as they are. Permits for authorised work will come back, not from tonight, but there'll be a little bit of leeway so that we can move to that system, but that's from 11:59pm tomorrow night. So if you're an authorised worker, you'll need a permit, just as you did last year. Because there's video footage of a particular engagement party, I think it's only fair that I make a couple of comments and explain to you why I'm angry about that event. I know many, many people across Victoria are angry about that event. It shouldn't have happened. Some of the commentary in the video is just blatant. But what makes me really angry about it is that there are 69 people at that event. And no matter what you're told or what you read, the facts are these. There has been transmission at that event.
Transmission of what? And the more I watch this guy speak, I'm wondering what he's done behind closed doors in a darkened room. How do they have you by the short hairs?
Has been transmission at that event. The only question is whether it'll be a super spreader event. It's already a transmission event. No matter what you're told, they are the facts.
They're the facts.
But what makes me really angry about that event is that each of those 69 people will have to be interviewed. Their close contacts will have to be spoken to, tested. Their close contacts will have to be spoken to and tested. Our contact tracers, who are working their guts out for all of us, will have to spend literally thousands of...
By the way, I'm sorry. Stuff keeps popping in my head. I can't help it. Contact tracing in the United States came to a standstill. They announced that they were going to do it. They showed some film footage of some happy people showing up with masks, knocking on people's doors. You know, that stopped. Because the people that were paid to do this stupid act door-to-door in their communities found out their communities wanted to kill them. They don't have any employees. Sorry.
Hours dealing with hundreds and thousands of people connected to that engagement party.
Hundreds of thousands.
That is the work that they must do, but it's all entirely preventable. That's what makes me angry and disappointed. That's what events like that cost all of us. Because while our dedicated contact tracers are doing that work, they're not chasing down other cases. They're not driving down other cases. All of us have to make the best choices to limit the spread of this virus, not making selfish choices that add to its spread. It's very simple. But above all, the thing that makes me angriest is that that event, that sort of conduct, some of the behaviour we've seen over the course of the weekend, it takes away and it devalues the amazing work that millions and millions of Victorians are doing.
Yeah. Well, from New South Wales, their chiefy policey guy.
Premier, good morning, everyone. 579 infringement notices issued in the last 24 hours. If it's not already there, people must really start to understand and take heed that if you are going to breach public health orders anywhere in this state, you will be caught. The time is over in terms of warnings and cautions. A couple of incidents.
Okay, and again, I apologize. But these people really ought to consider what's going to be happening on August 31st. I don't think that you're going to see the hubris and the outright arrogance as they've been displaying here, because so far there's been people that have massed together and protested, and, well, some of them didn't want to be arrested by the police, so they put their mask on in an anti-mask rally, you know. But not majority of them. There's just a few that do that. But there was no violence directed toward the police, but when these crowds that were held back decided, no, you're not standing in our way, to watch the police run down the street. And trust me, folks, these police, they're human beings. They have frailties just like everybody else. They experience fear just like anybody else. And when these guys realize they're between a rock and a hard place, and I mean really a rock and a hard place, between a fascist dictatorial government and the people, what do you think they're going to choose? Well, this fat man from New South Wales doesn't seem to get it. He's an authority.
Top note. Our welfare and compliance teams, Australian Defence Force and New South Wales Police, working together on the back of contact tracing information, went to a home in southwest Sydney yesterday morning and found a person that should be there, wasn't there. They made a number of inquiries, and not that long after, that person returned to the front of the house in a motor vehicle. That person was spoken to by police and ADF, was issued a penalty infringement notice, stated that he'd hopped in his car and went out for some fresh air and hadn't been anywhere else. But the point is that if you are going to behave like this, yesterday over 2,300 houses visited, if you're going to behave like this, if you're going to step outside the health orders, you will be checked on and you will get an infringement notice, and that person will continue to be checked on and make sure that they comply. You will be caught.
I couldn't make this shit up. I couldn't make this shit up.
This is just absolutely amazing. Now, they're doing it the smart way. By the way, the truckers that are going to do a nationwide strike down there, they're telling all the Australians, their fellow countrymen, to stock up on food as they plan to take the country back by blockade. They're not kidding. Remember the tractor stuff? Remember in the 80s where they were driving trucks and farm tractors and reapers and all kinds of things around the White House in Washington, D.C.? This is going to make that look like a little practice run. Here's what they had to say. It's coming. It's coming.
Good morning, Australia. As you see, I just fucking woke up.
Now, I've got to warn you here. He doesn't make a habit of doing this. But I didn't have a chance to edit this, so if you've got small children or you wig out when you hear a bad word, shut it off or leave the room. Go start dinner, go to the bathroom, go make a cup of tea, whatever.
We've been talking to everyone around the world, everyone around Australia. It's on. The truckies are doing it. We need you and everyone else, your support, to watch this video, hand it up, and let everyone in Australia know that the truckies are going to shut down the country. What that means is you need to go shopping now. Get what you can for the next week or two. Load your fridge, freezers. The truckies are coming and they're going to pull this country down. And we're all going to do it together and remove the shit government. The vets are in. The truckies are in. I'm in. I'm willing to go to jail to save my country and my children. If you want to do this, you've got to do it together as one. A new video has just been sent out about Fauci admitting that they got money from China to do the research fund, which I'll put up on my TikTok page for everyone to go have a look at. They knew it was a poison. So every government who bought into Pfizer, it even says on the contract that we've been sending out to everyone, they know it's poison. Do you want to poison the rest of your family? Ignore this message. If you don't want to, if you don't want to poison your family and you're a smart person with a heart and a lot of common sense, you'll pass this on. Right.
This is to the government of Australia, the so-called corporate government. We run this country. We are the people, and I'm a truck driver. We, as truckies, we will block all your highways, we'll block all your ports, and we'll even stop what we need to stop. There is nothing you will be able to do. You back off. These are our roads. This is our country, and we will run it how we want to run it. This is our country. You and your vaccines is bullshit. You can fuck off.
Oh, okay. Now, all right, now we got two expletives in a row. Okay, enough. But you get the idea. And they're not going to just be shutting off their trucks and pulling them along the roadside. They're going to block the major highways, ports. You've heard the plan here. What is the government going to do? Go out there and shoot them? Well, I'll tell you what. How many people in Parliament know how to drive a truck to deliver payloads to grocery stores and whatever else? The power of the people. Line in the sand. Enough. Enough. Now, it isn't bad enough that they're causing immense financial hardships and then turn around and looking at people and going, oh, well, we're going to fine you. We're going to penalize you. We'll monetarily hurt you. They're already stuck and bleeding. But no. This is happening more and more. What's going on over in France, what's going on over in England, it's not being covered for you on Fox News. And you know, I don't know why people aren't texting or sending emails to Fox News and going, you know, we're tired of you idiots. You wanna know why I'm not watching your network anymore? I used to be one of your listeners. I used to go to Fox News for information, but I no longer do it. And here's one of the reasons why. Because you're compromised. You're paid off. You're like little children. Do you think the only people that are experiencing fear in this country, ladies and gentlemen, are Joe Blow from Kokomo, the local garbage guy, the local house painter? No, these clowns on television are told that you are going to read the script as written, otherwise you're not going to have a job. Can you see the great conservative Sean Hannity breaking out of that when he gets millions and millions and millions of dollars every year for getting up there and smiling in front of the camera and claiming to be, oh, the country's best conservative? Let's hear a little bit more country music. Yeah. Stick it in your ear. Stick it in your ear. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hey, yes. Hey, John.
Yes.
I'm here. Hey, hey, thank you, sir. No, I'm of the same thing as Patrick Henry. You know, I care not what most men will do, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Well, and they're planning on that death part.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
but I mean, we as a people, we have to stand up. I find ourselves being very vulnerable right now, and it's because of the appeasement. They've given us so much money. They've given us so much reasons not to raise up because they kept our lifestyle going the way it's supposed to go. So. You don't see, I mean, there's some angry people because they didn't get the bonuses, they didn't get the money and stuff, and so there's some uptick in crime and whatnot. But overall, most people are at peace. And this is what's happening to our country right now. We're just sitting here. We're actually literally watching it on TV as it depreciates. It's gone. It's going away.
I appreciate your call, Andy. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thomas in New Mexico. Hello, Thomas.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to make a quick comment. Military activity here in my location, Tucumcari, New Mexico. This is going to be like on a weekly basis. I was trying to get my phone. I heard this loud noise again, and I knew what it was. It sounded just like it was about a week and a half ago. This happens almost about every week and a half to about 2 weeks. Low-flying helicopters. I'm over at Well, this is not my real address, but I left here because the gang stalking was getting really bad where I was at. So I'm at Tucumcari, New Mexico. I've been renting here. It's like a long, it's kind of like a long-term motel. They rent here like for, I've been here going on 10 months, $400 a month I pay at this motel, $400 a month.
Yeah.
It's affordable.
Yeah.
But I'm noticing every week and a half, they have these low-flying choppers.
How far? Okay, Thomas, hold on a second here. You're giving me a field report that I don't know that means anything. How far are you from the Mexico-New Mexico border?
From the I'm like 40 miles from the Texas-New Mexico border.
Okay, all right. That's not the question I ask you. Okay. How far from the Mexico-New Mexico border are you?
From the Mexico border, I'm approximately like 500 miles.
Okay.
That's south.
Okay. All
that's
right.
Going south.
All right. Well, I don't know. I used to get reports of low-flying black helicopters before. I'd seen them myself.
Not black helicopters, but they are military.
Look, Thomas, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Isn't this the guy that said he was going to commit suicide? I'm seeing military helicopters flying. Well, I'm here in Texas. I see them as well. I see them flying southwards. Maybe they're doing border patrols. I don't know. But people call up and real or imagined start telling me about military. You know what? I don't know. And you obviously don't know either. Where did you get this? What are you smiling about? You what? No, he isn't. Yeah. Fauci was interviewed on Neil Cavuto last month. How do you know that? Well, Neil Cavuto, I don't know what they got in this guy. But he does a daily show, and they also have him doing, this guy, from what I see, is on 7 days a week. Okay. At any rate. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Last year, an anonymous blogger known as Downey's Dem libeled Kennedy as a neo-Nazi on the platform of the Daily Cost. On June 11th, a subpoena was served on Marcos Moulitsas, founder of DK, by Kennedy representatives, ordering the disclosure of the real identity of Downey's Dem. Moulitsas has fought the order in court since December 2020. DK security guards at the company in San Francisco headquarters twice blocked Kennedy's process servers from entering the building. On August 29th of 2020, an article claimed that Kennedy spoke at a Nazi rally in Berlin, which had been organized by right-wing extremist organizations, including the AFD, the Alternative for Germany, and various anti-Semitic conspiracy groups, as well as a neo-Nazi NPD party. When Kennedy provided DK with proof of refuting the absurd allegation, the liberal platform still refused to remove the defamatory statements. On December 1st, 2020, Kennedy filed a petition with the Westchester County Supreme Court ordering them to reveal the blogger's actual name. In April this year, Judge Mary H. Smith ruled that RFK Jr.'s in his favor. Incredibly, immediately upon a subpoena, being served as a representative of the consumer advocacy group, Public Citizen notified Kennedy that they would be representing Downey's Dem pro bono. Well, tell you what, he's given a speech just recently in Berlin telling people about the COVID vaccine, reminding them of the, yes, what is that terrible thing, autism, that's caused by mercury and children's injections? Yeah. So you have to defame them. You have to belittle them. Kennedy has been on a few news programs in this country, but not nearly enough. Not nearly enough. Wilmington, Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, John, hold on. Let me get you a speaker. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about the Pritzkers. I don't know if you're aware of them. I'm nervous. I never called into a radio station before. Give me a minute.
That's okay.
Governor Pritzker's cousin is a transvestite.
Okay.
Its name is Jennifer Pritzker, and it is the first American transgender billionaire. Jennifer Pritzker financed the Obama administration campaign. I got this information from, there's a site called ChuckMaltzby.net, Truth Bombers. Oh, my God, it's got a ton of information on Ashkenazi Jewish community, if you want to say. But I just find that...
I just call them the Zionists and get it over with. And what's starting to happen here, Johnny, is... the other Jews living in this country still only comprise about 1.5% of the total population of the United States. And what they're doing right now is they're stepping back and they're distancing themselves from the Zionist, these wacko liberal, and they're really anti-American. You know, I mean, there is anti-Semitism, but not to the degree that they claim. What is actually going on, our people are discovering the crimes of these liberal asshats. Like I mentioned with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her husband, charter member of NAMBLA. You know, this stuff, you can't make this stuff up, Johnny. I appreciate your call. I've got to go. We're at the top of the hour here. Call back another time. Little hint, Johnny. Next time, have your little crib notes so you can just bam, 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 bam. Makes it a whole lot easier. Thank you. Appreciate your call. All right. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Back with you tomorrow in another edition of the National Intel Report. Please support this network. Talk is cheap, but getting out the truth in the platform that we do it on ain't. Please donate to the cause of freedom.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.